Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. We're here each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about the body, everything to do with health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group, but the host and stars of Vital Health Radio is Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Chris Green. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ed.
Glad to be here. And this is the opening debut of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. And I'm excited about this. This is something that we've been planning for a while now. And I am interested to see where this show is going to go. And before we get into some of the topics that we're going to talk about in today's show, I want to spend just a few moments and discuss what we want this show to be about. So, because I know there's many listeners that are out there wondering right now, whether they're driving in their car or at home, that are wondering, okay, what in the world is Vital Health Radio? What is this show going to be about? So, Ed, I want to start with you and share with us your thoughts of where we're going to take Vital Health Radio.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I am quite excited about this. I have always kind of, my life has turned into a life of educating people and others about what I would call holistic health most of the time. There's not a perfect word for it, but I am a true believer that the body has an inherent healing capacity, and we can honor that, we can stimulate it, we can balance it, and when we learn to do that, magic things can happen as far as reducing illness, extending lifespan, and making us feel like we want to feel again. That means not walking around with chronic pain and headaches and symptoms. And I kind of believe that I was born to do this. So I'm so excited to be here with Dr. Green.
Ed, you said a word that caught my attention, and I'm sure there's many out there listening this morning that might have done the same. You said holistic health. What do you mean by that? How do you define that?
Well, the word holistic, and there are other words that I use to define kind of the philosophy that I have fallen into in my life, but it really focuses on putting together a plan, a program that will create balance in life. That means not treating symptoms. It means like you're growing vegetables and to feed your family, you're going to look in the soil in order to create the best black soil so that the vegetables will be healthy, nutritious, disease-free. Well, holistic to me means the same for our physical body. And we're going to look at that from a totally different perspective than you're running to the walk-in clinic because you have a disorder and they're going to give you a drug. And many times they're life-saving drugs, but often they're treating a symptom rather than fixing the soil. And holistic to me means soil.
Well, I can already tell this is going to be a fun show. It's going to be very entertaining. And first and foremost, it's going to be very informative because, Dr. Green, you got your work cut out for you because you're going to have to put away your prescription pad when you come in the studio because Ed's going to tell you how to do it the natural way. So tell us what your thoughts are, and it's going to be a lot of fun, too, because you both have different perspectives when it comes to taking care of the body. There are a lot of similarities, but it's going to make for some good debate and good conversation. And so with that said, what do you want to see with Vital Health Radio?
First, strangely, Sean, I don't totally disagree with Ed. So
that means y'all are going to agree often. Is that a good way to say it?
I think there is room for both viewpoints. I've been doing this job for over 20 years now, so I spend my days educating patients a lot. Granted, I trained in traditional medicine, not in holistic medicine. But over the years, what I find is that in my belief structure, God created these things. He created the earth. He created the medications. Men and women simply find those things and then help to change them. So I believe from my traditional training that medications do have a place, that prescription therapy does have a place, but lifestyle, health, your exercise habits, what you eat, what you put into your body is vitally important. So I do have a lot of agreement with Ed in that respect.
Well, and you both see people every day. You both have people that you visit with that are asking for your advice, wanting to look better, feel better, and be healthier and have and live a healthy lifestyle. Ed, in a little bit later in the program, we're going to share with our audience exactly who you are. But before we get into a lot of detail about that, you're the owner of Nutrition World, and you're talking with people on a daily basis that are walking in and asking for your health and advice. What would you say is the number one question that you have people come in and ask as far as when it comes to, you know, what they should do or regarding healthy living? What's the number one comment that comes out?
Well, you can imagine the number one question the past month has been certainly the flu, mm-hmm. from a prevention and or what do we do if we have it. However, generally, the number one common question these days, and I think because we're having an aging society, it is about chronic disorders, and those focus mainly on pain, inflammation, depression, mood, and energy. And then, of course, weight loss has always been consistent over my almost four decades of doing this. Mm-hmm. So those are generally probably comprise 70% of the questions.
So what you just said is exactly what we're going to be talking about a lot on Vital Health Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be even more, but this show is going to be so diverse. It's going to have so many different topics. You both know so many professionals in the medical community and in the, how would you describe your community, the natural community?
Well, there's many words. I really have kind of, am starting to evolve in the word functional medicine. Mm-hmm. But saying that, I tend to start years ago seeing myself almost like a tribal medicine man that has also some education. And the old medicine man is who you went to for a long experience of someone who had dealt with a lot of healing and energy and aspects that the common folk just needed help on. And I'm not there to prescribe or treat for medical conditions, but I am an educator. And being what I think of as a tribal medicine man, I have spent my life learning remedies and knowledge that is not taught in school. It just isn't.
Ed, would it be fair to describe you as someone that you're all about preventive maintenance, preventive, you know, with a healthy living and healthy lifestyle? Just, you know, I come from the oil business and the automotive world. It's all about preventive maintenance and car care. Well, maintaining a car is somewhat similar to maintaining yourself, your body. It's about preventive maintenance. Would you say that a lot of your daily world or daily life and business is the teachings of preventive healthy living?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot easier to keep the horse in the barn than going out to round it up. And when you let disease flourish and you do the wrong things for decades, you're simply letting the horse run free. And then it's quite difficult. It's not impossible. And I do believe and have great hope on almost every person's illnesses. But there are times when the window of opportunities have closed. And it's sad because I am a preventative person. If we can produce the kind of black soil for the ground, for the vegetables, the same way we do us, we would have 80% less disease. I mean, there's some common things out there that we know very clearly is planting the seeds of heavy-duty chronic disease. And it is filling hospitals. It's making physicians very busy. Walgreens is always, you know, pumping out the drugs and will continue to for a long time because mm-hmm. people take better care of their car generally, and especially men, mm-hmm. than we do our bodies.
Oh,
and most
agree.
People wait until the red light comes on and then they say, whoops, wonder what I should do. And in most cases, what they do is they try to find a remedy to turn the red light off and then go back to their old habits. But of course, we all evolve as we get older and hopefully learn.
So we're all kind of walking around with a check engine light. When the check engine light comes on, that means we got a problem. And that's when some people decide to take care of themselves.
Well, I think it's a blessing. Many times I've said this hundreds of times to people, especially wives of husbands that are absolutely not willing to quit eating their French fries, potatoes, beer, and all the bad habits, or take any supplements. I could say with a clear face, I hope your husband has a stroke, but it's a minor one, because that's the way that you turn men's heads around.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, you know, I'm not of that mindset, and I certainly could walk out today and have a blood clot and pass out on the parking lot and die, but I'm putting all the odds in my court, and to me, rearranging the odds for a long life is wise, and you just don't wait till the check engine light comes on.
All right, Dr. Green, tell us what you think on this subject. This can get complicated.
Once again, strangely, we agree on many points. Keep in mind that family medicine is primarily a preventive medicine practice. Granted, we do try to get the horse back in the barn, as Ed put it. We have so many people come to us with morbid obesity, uncontrolled hypertension, uncontrolled cholesterol disorders. It is a rampant problem, so I agree with that. But we are also trying to get our patients in at an early age, beginning preventive medicine physicals, checking their blood pressure, their weight, their body mass index, looking for the early stages of any and all disease processes. So we agree that if we can help to educate patients with a healthy lifestyle, exercise, diet, this can help to prevent easily 80% of the problems we are seeing today. Now, granted, and this is where the traditional medicine comes back in, if someone comes into me with an uncontrolled hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol disorder, I do address it, but I do begin with lifestyle changes first. That is the most important foundation that they can do. They have to start with changing what they do every day, their daily lifestyle, their work, their sleep schedule, their exercise habits. And it's not an easy thing to do. I noticed Ed said something about men and our stubbornness, and he is completely correct. Thank the Lord that there are women out there who make their men come to the doctor, because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So there is room, again, for both approaches, but I agree that preventive medicine, changing your life, as Ed puts it, that fertile black soil, is one of the most important things people can do. I've never put it that way to my patients. I like that analogy. For me, I look at it as a foundation for good health and a healthy life for the rest of their life, hopefully, if they can do that.
Well, this is all great conversation, and everything that's been said this morning defines what Vital Health Radio is going to be about. It's going to be defined in so many different ways, from so many different perspectives, from both Ed Jones of Nutrition World and Dr. Chris Green, and I'm looking forward to it. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about what Vital Health Radio is going to be about, as well as we're going to find out exactly who Ed Jones is. We're also going to find out exactly who Dr. Chris Green is. So they're going to share with you a little bit about who they are and their stories. We've got that and more to come. For Ed Jones, for Dr. Chris Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about the body, everything to do with health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, along with the hosts of Vital Health Radio, Ed Jones and Dr. Chris Green. Gentlemen, let's start off and share with our listeners who each of you are. You're the brand new host of a brand new radio show, Vital Health Radio. It's going to continue to air each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And Dr. Green, we'll start with you. Share with our listeners how you began your career and let them kind of get a little bit of an idea of who you are.
First, let me try not to bore you to death with this. This is a family tradition that goes back 150 years.
I do know that you sent me a copy of your resume, and I printed it out.
Have you finished it yet?
No, but I printed it out, and it was like 15 pages long.
That's
so
it.
We don't have 15 pages worth of time on today's show.
All right, that's what I meant. I don't want to bore you to death or the listeners.
But it was impressive, though. As a matter of fact, I felt intimidated. So it's incredible what you've achieved in your career. But continue and share with folks who you are.
Well, first and foremost, the reason for that lengthy resume is that I'm a family physician. Family physicians love everything. We like every part of medicine. There's hardly anything we don't like to do. So we get involved in a lot of different things. So first and foremost, a family practice doctor. That tradition does go back 150 years for my family in this community. So I'm very proud to continue that. My model was my father, who practiced medicine in this area from 1970 until 1998. He died in 1998. So I do have other interests. Let's see, first, I trained at the University of Georgia first, then Medical College of Georgia, and then did my residency in family medicine in Rome, Georgia. I also did sports medicine training with the University of Georgia. So I have an interest in sports medicine, but do not do that for a living.
So what years were you at the University of Georgia?
It was 1995.
So that would have been the time when head coach Ray Goff was there?
That's correct. We had a lot of injuries that year. I believe that was the time also Mr. Bobo was injured. Robert Edwards became injured. So we had a lot of good sports medicine training that year, but it wasn't necessarily the best year for the Dogs. But wonderful, wonderful training under a Dr. Elliott there for me. So great memories. My thanks go out to all of the sports medicine team at UGA. Also Ray Goff, who gave up his home to me for those many months. And also to Dr. Elliott. So they made me feel like I was at home the whole time there. Now, in addition, I've also worked in the insurance industry. So strangely, although that offends a lot of other physicians, I've practiced and worked for two different insurance companies, but I greatly enjoy that. The problem from a medical standpoint is that we as doctors, just like talking about holistic medicine with Ed, we're not trained in these things. We're not educated. We have to learn them later. So working for the insurance industry, I found fascinating, and I can do my job better as a family practice doctor by understanding how that business works. In addition, I've also worked with and still work with physical therapy, as well as home health and hospice. So hospice is more of a ministry than medicine to me. It really is caring for the sick and the dying. So I still have a daily practice. I work as a family practice doctor and, like Ed, believe in preventive medicine, but we also manage multiple chronic disease states, hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol disorders, obesity, depression, all of these things we have to manage on a day-to-day basis.
Now, if I recall correctly, part of your credentials is you are a board certified?
Yes.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
Oh, goodness. So board certification.
The normal, simple terms of that.
The basic idea is that to be board certified in any specialty, and family medicine is a primary care specialty, we have to sit down for tests initially. After you finished your medical school, you take basic tests. Then during residency, you take more. And after residency, you take further board certification tests. If you pass all of these, you're board certified. After that, for us, every 7 to 10 years, we have to take tests again. And for the rest of our career, we're always taking tests. And we have continuing education during every single year for that.
Because not all medical doctors have that type of classification, do they?
Not everyone is board certified. And in addition, many of the specialties in the past, you sat for one test after your training, and never again in your lifetime did you ever have to sit again. However, because of what we do, we started the recertification process. Like it or hate it, Most of us didn't like sitting down for more tests, but it forces you to keep studying. Many other medical and surgical specialties have followed our lead and now make their doctors sit down for tests every so often, say every 10 years.
Share with us where you spend all your time with your practice, where you're located.
I am located just off of Highway 2A. It's a building, 4700 Battlefield Parkway, Suite 200. That's where our home office is.
And that is a part of the CHI Memorial organization. You've been practicing as a medical doctor for how many years?
Going on 25. So I've been out of school since 1993. I've been here since 1996.
Okay. Ed, let's talk a little bit about who you are. When I think of anyone in Chattanooga that is the most informative, most educated on health and wellness with nutrition and supplements and so on, your name has always been the name that's popped in my mind. So you've been doing this for decades. So I know there's going to be a lot of folks out there that already know who you are. But for those that don't, share with us how you got started and who you are.
Well, it's kind of difficult to know the exact moment. But somewhere when I was an early teenager, I came to the realization and epiphany that I had a feeling that the human body had this magic within it for self-healing. And I'm sure there were circumstances that prompted that I actually don't recall. But around 14 years old, I started reading every book, which there was not that many, on this kind of nutrition. And I went to every health food store, which at that time there was only two in Chattanooga. Arnie's Nutrition was one that only us old timers would remember. And he planted seeds in me that have lasted till today. And so I started a journey. I went to Middle Tennessee, and actually, even during those years, was studying for my personal benefit, but I wanted to be a police officer, so I graduated from Middle Tennessee and became a Chattanooga police officer in 1978.
I had no idea that.
And so what happened on midnight shift, if we had a slow night, all I would do is listen to cassette tapes on biochemistry and nutrition. And we certainly didn't have CDs or DVDs or anything, so I had the cassette player. And I would just ingest every piece of information I could. And then I had such a longing for the field that I am now in. A friend of mine worked at GNC in high school, and I worked there for 3 months in high school. And I thought, this is the business I want to be in, because it's the only avenue I could determine that would allow me to share my passion. And so in 1979, I opened Nutrition World on a budget of $25,000 total. That included buying everything, including inventory. And we were on Mountain Creek Road. Well, I struggled for years. We barely made it for the first 5 years. Ended up moving to Brainerd Village. And with enough years of struggle, we finally started paying bills. But even during that, I would travel extensively. If I thought someone had some information or experience, I'd call them. I'd go to them. I'd discuss it with them. And just one layer of knowledge after another continued to kind of get in my head. I went to American Health Science University, which was an online school, but very, very difficult to get through as far as a nutrition practice. And they're defunct now, but we still have a lot of us graduates floating around writing books and other things. And I've just journeyed my whole life to every conference I can, spent all unlimited amount of money to learn, because you can't learn, to me, until just recently, what I call holistic functional medicine in a university setting. It doesn't happen. So I've kind of learned the old-fashioned way, which is life experience.
So you decided that law enforcement wasn't your career path, and you got into something that you had a serious passion for.
Yes, I love being a police officer, and I so highly respect, of course, that profession today, and have great memories. But I knew my calling was not that. My calling was to do what I have found myself doing, and I feel blessed because of that.
Well, I never knew you were located at Mountain Creek Road. I always knew you to be at Brainerd Village, and you were there for many, many years. You were one of the main stores over there that people, you know, frequented.
Yeah, I mean, we were back in the heyday of Brainerd Village with service merchandise and all the things that went on. And, of course, I saw that that center was going to start sliding downhill, so I started looking for a building. Of course, now we're on Lee Highway there down from Sam's and right next to the piano place. So we've been there 11 years now.
So for those folks that maybe are hearing about Nutrition World for the first time, never visited your location, you have created and developed such an outstanding nutrition and wellness type business there. Kind of describe what all you do there and what all you have to offer to people listening this morning.
Well, people don't understand, and I understand that they don't because we don't really publicize it, but we are a wellness center. And when I say that, wellness from the aspect of holistic, functional, nutritional medicine. I have 26 employees who work at Nutrition World. First off, we're not just a vitamin store. We can't be a grocery store, but we carry some very innovative food items that are, we have a tough criteria for every product that comes in. We are the gatekeeper for this town. I'm not going to sell something to make money. I'm going to sell something to help your health. And above that, I have about 12 practitioners in many different avenues of holistic healing, from acupuncture to counselors, chiropractic, massage, nurse midwife. We have a gym that's a one-on-one personal training gym. The guy's been with me 17 years. We have yoga. We have lectures constantly. We have cooking classes at times. We have partnered with the Circle of Life Medical Clinic so we can offer many people an easier method to do blood work and to try to focus on their preventative health.
So you have turned into like the super center of health and wellness.
That's a good word for it, and we're going to continue to grow with this. So we're adding more and more as the appropriate people come along. They can't be part of this unless they meet my tough requirements.
Well, when you and I were talking several weeks ago, I was surprised at how many you have on staff. You've got a large staff and a lot of professionals that really are some of the best of the best.
Well, and they come to me now because of their passion, similar to what I had when I was young. So we actually hire for attitude, and then we teach. Now, I would love to find people with knowledge before they come, but it's honestly quite rare for me to latch on to someone who has years and years of study in functional nutritional medicine. And you would think it wouldn't be, but it really is tough.
I have 7 salespeople on my sales staff of Whitfield Oil Company, and that's always been my perspective when I've wanted to add someone new to our staff, is I'm looking for attitude, personality, and that ability and gift to be a good salesperson and to want to take care of our customers. They may not know anything about the oil business, but that's what we can teach them. Mm-hmm. And we can teach them, you know, the way we do it and the way we believe. And it sounds like that's the way you see a lot. That's the way you handle your business in many ways.
Well, it's the only way you can, because, you know, there are businesses, if you go to work, I'm sure, for a computer repair place, I'm sure there are classes and, you know, even locations to go to learn to repair computers. You don't learn to nutritionally address people very easily with traditional teachings. So, you know, we are just all about getting better and better at what we do, because Chattanooga and every town in this country is lacking in what this principle is offering. And it really comes down to also the word naturopathic, because in about 30 states out of our United States, it is legal to be a naturopathic physician. Those are people who would be doing similar things to me with a licensure and credentialed medical clinic, but they would be honoring the system of the body and repairing it from a nutritional holistic standpoint. But in Tennessee or Georgia, it's not really illegal, so we don't have that.
For folks that want to get more information about Nutrition World or get information about all the things you have to offer, where can they do that?
Well, our website at nutritionw.com is very extensive. It's not your normal website. I've authored over 700 articles on that website throughout all the years, and we just switched to a new format, so we're still loading a lot of those 700, but it will offer the information necessary for people to learn what we have. And certainly visiting us, we can educate you as to all the other things and practitioners.
Well, folks, I would encourage you to stop by and visit Nutrition World. It's an amazing place. Dr. Green, you met Ed in there a few weeks ago, and I think that was your first visit.
Yes.
And I think you were somewhat blown away.
Well, just like you, I didn't know we had the superstore at Ed's place at Nutrition World. So that has become a new resource for me. I couldn't agree more that they do not teach functional medicine, whatever you want to call this. It's not exactly brand new, but functional medicine or naturopathic medicine. It was not taught when I was in medical school. Now, granted, I've been out for just a couple of years now, so for all I know, they may be teaching it, but I don't believe so.
They're teaching it now, and it's called Ed's Way.
Yes, it's Ed's medicine. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. We could get Ed giving a class at school. We had a chiropractic class, so why not have a class like this? It's not a bad idea. But they don't teach this in medical school, or they didn't, but I'm pretty sure Ed's right. They still don't. What I've learned over the last 25 years, like the old saying goes, the older I get, the more I learn that I do not know. So life is all about continually learning, perfecting yourself, finding something new. And preventive medicine is part of family medicine, so it's a perfect counterpart when you're thinking functional medicine or naturopathic medicine, and we can learn as we go. So much of my life, my day-to-day practice, is trying to put the horse back in the barn, as Ed put it. Someone comes to me with uncontrolled medical problems, and we're trying to address that. It's not easy. So that's part of my job. It is what I do, and I'm going to continue to do that. But I think there is a place for modern medicine, traditional medicine. Modern probably isn't the best word. Traditional. We use that for traditional medicine and a more natural approach, holistic medicine, to join hands, because ultimately, we're here to serve our people. We're here to serve the patient. And we shouldn't be battling each other, deciding who's right and who's wrong. We need to find what the truth of the matter is and how we can work together.
Well, folks, you've just heard from both Ed Jones and Dr. Chris Green who they are. You've also heard what this show is going to be about. And as you can see, it's going to be an outstanding show full of information and all kinds of great topics. Many professionals will be on as guests. And so I'm excited about what we're going to be continuing to have each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake at 9 a.m. We come back after the break. We're going to talk about a subject that is all in the news, and that is flu. I'm very anxious to see how Ed Jones feels about treating the flu, and also want to find out what our two hosts think about the flu shot. Do they recommend it or do they not? We'll get that and more to come when we come back after the break. For Ed Jones, Dr. Chris Green, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday. We're a radio show that's all about the body, everything to do with health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, along with the host of Vital Health Radio, Ed Jones and Dr. Chris Green. Gentlemen, we're going to talk about the topic of flu. You can't hardly turn the news on or go online and read a news story, or even go to where you work or go to school and not hear someone talking about the flu. Either they have had the flu, or they know someone that's had the flu, or you are trying to figure out how to keep from getting the flu. And so I'm going to be very interested to hear your perspectives on how you feel about this topic. And the first question I want to throw out there is the flu shot. The media continues to say that the medical community says it's a must. You must get the flu shot, that it lowers your risk, I think, somewhere around 30-40%. Is that correct, Dr. Green?
It depends who you ask. So, you know, what I'm hearing is more like 10-15%.
Okay.
Typically, you may see a 50-65% protection.
All right. So to get us started, I want to get Dr. Chris Green to tell us, do you recommend or not recommend the flu shot, and give us your feeling on that.
Okay, I can hear Ed coming at me in just a minute.
Oh, this is where it's going to get fun.
Oh, yes. So, yes, I recommend the flu shot, but here's the issue. Is it that effective every year? No. The people who do the virology testing do the best they can. Keep in mind what they're doing at the CDC and other locations, World Health Organization and whatnot. They have to look at what the flu has done over the last several years. And then from a genetic standpoint, they try to predict what kind of small shifts or radical shifts in the viral genome are going to occur in the next year. They predict that and then send that to the pharmaceutical companies, who then try to manufacture a vaccine that's going to combat something that's coming down the road. It's really an educated guess, granted. You know, these are people who are trained experts in virology doing the best they can to make a prediction. The problem is they're not always right. So each year they predict good efficacy, and it depends who you ask, but I looked that up, and 50 to 65% protection is often what really results. This year does not seem to be quite as good as we had hoped.
So we're going to find out now from Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World. Ed, a believer in the flu shot or not?
Well, it's kind of odd because, I mean, I'm a smorgasbord kind of guy. I'll take all the information with limited bias initially, but then I will certainly come up with my own opinion. I actually don't disagree much with what Dr. Green said. What are my challenge with the flu shot is the fact that the contaminants in the flu shot, I think, can be very destructive to some people's immune system, because thimerosal and mercury, which is not in all shots and they're trying to eliminate it, is a true risk factor for neurological diseases, including Alzheimer's. And will we get to a point where we have this like solid black and white knowledge of this? No, we won't. This is almost a polarizing political discussion, and we have people on both sides who have money to gain. We have people who have protesting rights to gain, and it is very, very difficult sometimes to make this decision. But I always err on the side of following the ancient rules of nature, is what I kind of call it. And when we eat bad things, you could eat a piece of gravel on this parking lot, and you're going to probably be okay, because you have a protective layer in the gut and in the liver and in the organs that's going to detoxify whatever may be toxic. Well, guess what? When you stick it in a needle, there is no protective layers. And thimerosal itself, it can be devastating to the wrong person, and sometimes there is no return back to health if you are in that small group of people. So the question is, do you take a chance on a shot that is questionable to begin with, but and are willing to take the risk of the toxic materials? No, I'll take a chance myself with the germ. So that's my feeling.
Wow. I've never heard it explained like that. And that's something that you're only going to get here on Vital Health Radio, is you're going to hear perspectives that you typically would never hear in various forms of media. Dr. Green, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of comment or respond to what Ed just said.
Well, first, I don't think we'll get into the political or the financial parts of that. I do agree with Ed on that. My perspective on whether I want to deal with this myself is a little bit different. For me, think about it this way. If you're going out on a battlefield and you have body armor that is not 100% effective, even if it's 20% effective, are you going to wear your body armor protection or not? I'm putting mine on. So for now, this is what we have. And granted, we're talking about the shot. There's also a nasal version as well for some people, if they're the right age group. But I would recommend the flu shot simply because we do not have another medicinal approach. Now, granted, there may be a holistic approach, but we don't have anything from a pharmaceutical standpoint that we have to protect people other than the vaccination process. And even if it gave 15%, 50%, 70%, you know, not 100%, it is still a level of protection for my patients.
When someone comes in your office, Dr. Green, and has the flu, how do you treat it?
I guess that depends on the timeline. So the primary medication that we use is only efficacious if we can start within the first 48 hours. So a lot of people don't present during that time period. If they do not, we're left treating the symptoms.
Oftentimes you hear multiple definitions of what the flu is. Give us your definition and how you diagnose someone having the flu.
First off, think about the symptoms: moderate fever to high fever, cough, congestion, runny nose, aches and pains. So primary symptoms are those, and it can vary from person to person. And this year we've had a wide variety of symptoms, some people not even with a significant fever, which is worrisome because they may be walking around the community spreading that. Other than that, we test for the flu in the office. If they come in the office with those proper symptoms, we test with a nasal swab. If they're in the right timeline, we treat.
Is diarrhea or vomiting, is that also a symptom of the flu?
It can be. That's not a primary symptom, but I have seen people with that, yes.
Ed, someone comes in Nutrition World and they want to start off with, they don't have the flu and they want to prevent themselves from getting it. What is your advice?
Well, it kind of goes back to the same philosophy of, you know, enhancing the strength of the immune system through choices that don't have negative risk involved. And that certainly, to me, of course, in my world, means non-chemical ways. Number one, if there's one single part of the chemistry in our body that is in tune with creating strength of the immune system, it's vitamin D. We know from thousands of studies on PubMed that vitamin D, when your blood level's below about 25 nanograms, your immune system's going to be weaker. I have seen, because I'm an observational person, so many people, when they raise their vitamin D level, their sickness level goes down significantly. Now, this can't happen overnight, so this is, again, about prevention. Getting your physician or going to a walk-in lab to test your vitamin D is, to me, crucial, because you wanted about 50 on a blood test, not anything less than that.
Ed, I was in your store a few months ago and bought some vitamin D, and I bought it in a liquid form. Is that the most effective than buying it in a pill or capsule form?
Well, you know, I tend to be brutally honest. If people ask me about certain supplements, I will say, please don't buy low-quality products, because this is your body. But on vitamin D, it doesn't matter. If you go to Walmart or any place, I have not seen a bad vitamin D, but it comes down to dosing. And I cannot tell people how to treat a disease, because it's against the law to do that. But I can tell you that I take 10,000 units a day. Most people need between 5 and 10,000 units based on looking at what they did and then evaluating blood work. However, there are people who need more. That's why blood work is imperative. And some people already have enough, and we don't want them to get too much.
So someone walks in your store and they feel like they have the symptoms of the flu, or they do have the flu. What do you recommend?
Well, again, you know, I have to word things correctly that, no, we're not treating your flu, but we're going to try to optimize your immune system so that you just stay healthy. And there's some old traditional methods that we learned from the 1918 flu epidemic, which killed about 30 million people worldwide. You would wake up feeling fine in the morning and you'd be dead by nightfall. It was a different kind of flu because it filled the lungs with fluid because you had an overreaction of the immune system called a cytokine storm. And that really hit healthy people worse than it did to sick people. But believe it or not, two things. Baking soda using 1/2 teaspoon twice per day away from foods will turn an acidic system to be a little more alkaline. Acidic systems are ready to get sick. They are absolutely on the verge constantly. Why are we acidic? All the drugs we take, all the white flour, all the sugar, all the coffee, all the lack of sleep, all the stress, all that makes acidic systems. We want to be more neutral, which is about 7 on a pH. So immediately, I always recommend baking soda twice a day away from foods. Secondly, another old-fashioned remedy is hydrogen peroxide foot soaks. If you will pour 2 bottles of the 3% solution, which costs you about $2, and soak your feet twice a day, it will raise your oxygen levels, and you will be amazed at how much quicker you will feel better.
Wow, I've never heard. Dr. Green, are you familiar with any of Ed's approaches and suggestions?
From a vitamin D standpoint, yes. I'm going to have to go buy some hydrogen peroxide for my feet, however. So one thing we didn't mention in prevention would be something people have been asking me, and it's the simple thing of wearing a mask. It is something anyone can do, and if you really want, from my standpoint...
But you don't look too sexy when you do that.
Oh, that's correct. It's awful. But we've all seen people wearing those at the airports, and it's not a bad idea. Yes, the airport, you're going to be exposed a lot more, but I have a lot of my patients that have asked the same question, and I've advised them to wear a mask. We give out masks in our office free, and they do so throughout the winter months, and it will... help to prevent infection.
What are some suggestions you would have for our listeners to keep from getting the flu, such as hand washing? Is there any other recommendations either one of you would have?
Well, I'll go first with that. Hand washing is always a primary means ever since the Dark Ages. Yes, please wash your hands frequently and often. The data is mixed when it comes to alcohol products for the hands, but a lot of places that's all you have. So yes, an alcohol wash, if that's all you can get, a gel will help, but just simple soap and water will really help you. So soap and water, a mask, great prevention.
Ed, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm going to be labeled as always the unique guy screaming from the corner. I don't wash my hands but one time a day because I know that I'm lazy, number one. Number two is I have learned, at least, and whether this is in the true literature, there's only three ways. Or the only reason you wash your hands is to keep putting the germs in your body. Well, how do they get from your hands into your body? Because you have holes in your body. You have your nose and your ears and your eyes. If you can learn not to touch those three holes, your sickness level will drop significantly. I'm going to take a really big risk here. Very few people would do this. My daughter's 27 years old, and I've never been sick since she was born. Not one single time with an infection. Because I learned not to touch the holes in my face. And so that, to me, is key. But to make real quick also, to go back one second, I am a huge believer in high-dose vitamin C, elderberry, oscillococcinum, homeopathic remedies, and an herb called olive leaf if I'm not feeling well. So those are the other things that I would take myself.
27 years and not ever been sick. Dr. Green?
No, tomorrow I'll probably get, but I'm knocking on wood.
Dr. Green, have you ever seen anyone come in your practice for a routine visit or whatever that can say that? I've never known of anybody like that.
I have found men and women well into their 90s who say that. So it's
really, wow.
And there's got to be some genetic component as well. And I would say one other comment to what Ed was saying. Anytime you touch basically above the chest level, you can actually spread infection. So that's another thing I can add.
All right. All interesting comments. Hopefully everyone out there listening this morning learned a lot. I know that I did. And especially this is a hot topic that is affecting many people across our country. All right. It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments of our brand new show, Vital Health Radio, right here on 98.1 The Lake with your host, Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Chris Green. It will be here on 98.1 The Lake each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So be sure and put it in your smartphone or your tablet, and remember to tune in each Sunday morning. All right, we come back, some closing comments. For Ed Jones, Dr. Chris Green, I am Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about the body, everything to do with health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, along with the host of Vital Health Radio, Mr. Ed Jones and Dr. Chris Green. Gentlemen, we just have a few minutes left in today's show. It's been an outstanding kickoff of Vital Health Radio here on 98.1 The Lake. And I want to just kind of recap a little bit of what we discussed at the beginning of the program, and that is what we vision, Vital Health Radio being and becoming and what we want to achieve for our listening audience. And so, Dr. Green, we'll start with you and take a couple of minutes and share with us your thoughts.
First thought is that I spend my days answering educational questions for patients 80% of the day, educating them on health and wellness, exercise, diet, medication, even somewhat with my limited knowledge of holistic medicine and naturopathic, I do that. So part of my goal is to continue doing that same thing here, to hopefully have interaction with our listeners, know what their questions are, address their topics, their questions, and help them to live healthier lives as well. That is my basic goal right now.
Ed, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are the same that I have every morning. I really do believe that it's time for people to take their health back. But in the world of confused information, I feel this is a gift to be partnering with someone like Dr. Green, where we can have banter and sometimes debate and many times agreement. But the listener will be able to digest and come to a educated decision from academically driven information, someone who has a, almost like a tribal medicine man information, and then distill it down for themselves to know what the next step could be for their better health.
Those are both outstanding descriptions of what Vital Health Radio is going to be about. And it also is going to give folks not only the opportunity to be educated, but to make wise decisions in healthy living. And at the end of the day, that's what we all should be doing, is trying to live a healthy lifestyle. And so this show is going to be so important to so many people out there, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming weeks to continue to deliver those messages to all of our listeners out there. Ed, before we go, for folks that would like to come by and visit your location, get more information about Nutrition World, please again tell them how they can do that.
Well, of course, we're located at 6201 Lee Highway, right down from Sam's. But if you want to learn what we're speaking about, at least from my perspective, is to go on our nutritionw.com and just download the free ebook called Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? This is a compilation of 30 pages that has been distilled down into kind of the core beliefs that I'm going to be speaking about. But, you know, you're certainly always welcome to come in. We're open 9 to 7 every day, closed on Sundays.
And before we wrap up today's show, Dr. Green, any final words before we go?
Sean, I would just like to say that I'm looking forward to working with you and with Ed, both to learn for myself, for my patients, and all of our listeners. This is going to be a most wonderful experience for all of us.
Ed, yourself, any final words before we go?
Well, I just want to encourage people to keep on the journey of learning, because if you're going to build your health by watching TV commercials, advertisements, it's not going to happen. Listen to people like Dr. Green and I think myself, and you will be better for what you're going to hear.
Folks, you have just heard two gentlemen that have the most high level of education when it comes to taking care of the body, living a healthy lifestyle, and also trying to live a much longer life, because how you take care of your body in the beginning of your life has so much to do on how you can expect your body to be when you start to get up in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So it's about taking care of yourself at a young age. All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. We are a production from the Whitfield Media Group. We want to thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your body and health. For Ed Jones from Nutrition World, for Dr. Chris Green, I am Sean Whitfield. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.